This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. There have been a series of explosions in Baghdad, but no one was injured in either event. As AP's Ben Thomas reports, the blasts followed emotional funerals where protesters chanted, "America is the great Satan," following a missile attack that killed Iran's top general Qasem Soleimani and several others.
Thousands of mourners marched in a funeral procession through Baghdad for Iran's top general and the Iraqi militant leaders killed in a U.S. airstrike Friday. Iran has vowed harsh retaliation for the death of General Qasem Soleimani, the head of the elite Quds force. President Hassan Rouhani says the U.S. made a big mistake, the consequences of which will be seen for years to come. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's been telling allies in the region, including Iraq's president, that the U.S. remains committed to de-escalation. But a series of rockets fell inside Baghdad's Green Zone Saturday night, where the U.S. embassy is located. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Here in the United States, protests took place across the country Saturday against the prospect of war with Iran following the drone strike that killed Qasem Soleimani. AP's Julie Walker has details.
At the D.C. demonstration in front of Trump Hotel, Jane Fonda spoke. Organizers say there were protests in 30 cities, including New York's Times Square, where Eric Rossi voiced his concerns about escalating tensions.
Murder and assassination cannot lead to any good consequences.
Susan Schnell is president of Veterans for Peace NYC.
We've seen the death and destruction of war, and we say no more war.
President Trump has said we took action to stop a war, not start one. Julie Walker, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.